On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, is it okay to high-five your partner after a late-night session?
We bid farewell to Docker star Lachie Neal.
Please don't go. Oh, and Janelle Koenig with Mum's the Word.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
This Big Breakfast catch-up is for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
You've got mail.
Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter.
You got some mail.
Stacey in Belmont wrote in because she needs some help. She's been dating a guy for a few months, for 6 months, and the last few times that they've taken part in their bedroom antics,
yep,
he's been finishing off with a high five.
Okay.
She thought it was a joke at the start. It's becoming a regular thing.
Yeah,
she really likes him.
Do?
What should she do?
Could get untidy. You see the footballer sometimes miss and hit their fellow, their teammate in the eye.
Oh, yes. No, not good at all. Let's go to Balcatta. Rebecca, what should Stacey do?
Oh, definitely leave him hanging for sure and just walk out the room.
I'll leave him hanging.
Oh, that is,
that is nice.
Stella, go for the high five, leave him hanging.
Yep.
He's already made it awkward, so he might as well make it awkward back.
So he's got the high five, the hand in the air, just let him there and just walk away.
Yep.
Okay.
You win the day, Rebecca. I love that.
Just so Rebecca. Kimber is on board.
Just leave him hanging. That'll teach him a lesson.
But if you do that multiple times, that might be so embarrassing for him. He'll go, oh, there's nowhere to go.
He might learn his lesson then.
I love it. Beck. Thanks, Beck.
Good work.
Anthony's in Ellenbrook. Eleni, what should Stacey do?
I think if she's got in the top drawer, scorecard system.
Oh, okay.
The scorecard's out and stop it.
Yeah.
As a man with a fragile ego, I would not like that at all, Anthony.
I love this. You guys are giving such good answers.
That's
this is
brilliant.
Great advice.
The scorecard is pretty cool, especially if you're getting towards 5 sixes or lower. Bloke's going to fall apart.
Oh, you
thanks,
cruel
Anthony.
Cruel man, Anthony.
Let's go to Quinn's Rocks. Rebecca, what have you got this suggestion for Stacey?
Look, if she wants to stay just... Oh, my God, I just went blank. If she wants to be taken seriously as a partner, she needs to talk to him.
Okay.
If she's happy to just stay a friend with benefits, then knock yourself out.
Right.
But, like, high-fiving is a real matey thing to do.
Yeah.
I just think that's, a bit dodgy.
It's a bit matey, isn't it?
If my husband did it, I'd probably slap him.
Yes. Well, it does sound like she does really like him and wants it to develop into something else if he could just get rid of the high-fiving.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has to talk.
This is
if this is one of the first issues, this is where she starts the level of communication she wants to maintain in the relationship.
Yeah, I agree, Rebecca, because I'm also like, if you can't tell someone what not to do, how are you going to tell them what to do?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
how does she direct him to... her honey point if she can't even tell him not to high-five.
Well, that's a sweet name, Rebecca.
First time we've heard that said on this show and hopefully not the last.
That's a very sweet name. Yeah. Thanks, Beck.
And can I just say, as a man who's made thousands of mistakes, I like to be told things like that.
Yes.
Because I don't get offended. I just go, oh, right, cool. I'll put that, yep.
But also 2 moments ago, you just said your ego is easily bruised. So it's pretty tough because it puts people in a position how do we protect Matt's feelings?
I think Rebecca's on a really good path there because this can graduate to a high 10 and that would get embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah, would be good. Thanks, Beck.
Let's go to Kubel up. Leonard is there. Leonard, what should Stacey do?
Oh, I reckon she should run with it. Give him a slap on the butt and say, good job.
Nice comeback. It's all sounding very footy club now, isn't it?
It is a little.
See you in the
department.
Change rooms.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like high fives are only the start. She should just elaborate on it a little bit more.
Very good. Great advice coming in.
Yeah, maybe only high five him on his birthday.
Oh, God. Our listeners are so entertaining. Yeah. Alison's in Valdivis. Alison, what should Stacey do with her partner who is giving her high fives after they finish their bedroom antics?
Well, I think if he's going to high-five like it's a sporting activity, then maybe she should start scoring him like they do in gymnastics and diving with technical difficulty and interpretation.
Okay.
Break it down in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're doing it in the pike position tonight, darling. That's a 3.5.
Yeah. More practice on the beam.
Yeah, no belly flops. Thanks, Alison.
Good one.
Oh, two Rebeccas, Anthony, Lennon and Alison coming to the party. The mixed mailbag's going off. Oh.
That was fantastic. I hope, Stacey from Belmont, that this has been what you needed and that everyone's given you the help. Or at the very least, if Stacey's partner was listening, he might reconsider his position. Do.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
A lot of people will be rocking up to work today or wherever you're heading. You might even be in the schoolyard dropping the kids off to talk about the AFL trade period because it's got the city buzzing.
Okay, now it finished yesterday, is that right?
It's all done and dusted, 5:30 p.m. yesterday. Fremantle ended up with Jesse Hogan from Melbourne, Rory Lobb from Giants, so they've got their two big forwards. Travis Collier from Essendon, speedy little fella, heading back to Perth, and Reece Conker from Richmond. And, of course, Scott Lysett left, of course, from the Eagles, but Andrew Gaff decided to stay.
Yes.
And Tim Kelly is not coming to play for West Coast from Geelong.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Clarzy, as a Dockers fan, are you happy with your recruits?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everything's
good.
We're in.
Lachie Neale decided he wanted to go. He was heading off. We wish him all the best. But, yeah, they've got the two big forwards that they wanted.
Hang on. Do we wish him the best?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I don't want to turn on Lachie. We love him.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a collection of Doig medals and Ross Glendening medals. He's got it all happening. He's done everything he could possibly do here apart from win a flag.
I know, but he was our friend.
He was.
And
we made him. We made him such a nice intro.
Yeah, we did.
You know, when he came in. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, a bit like this. Shut up. The board is on
the radio. He's an AFL superstar.
Yeah.
A Doig medalist for Frio's Best and Fairest. And he's our man inside the Fremantle Dockers.
I don't want to cry. No, not the Lions.
Well done, producer
Tom. Do that to me.
How sad. I mean, we've been in short-term whirlwind relationships with football players over the years.
Yeah, what do you got?
Remember when we collectively dated Sharad Wellingham?
Sort of.
We collectively dated him for a while.
He's a very attractive man.
He's
worth
dating. All my time.
You know, and then we dated Hayden Ballantyne for a couple of years.
Yep.
We dated Matt Prittis for a few years.
Of course.
Now we lose Lachie Neale after just 2 years. Like, why can't we keep a relationship with these people? Like, football does nothing but cause heartache.
Are we a jinx?
You know, now I'm starting to understand how Brittany and What's-Her-Face felt like on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
with the honey badger. Because Lachie
Neale What's-Her-Face
sat in that chair. I can't remember her
name.
Sophie.
Sat in that chair. We talked. We laughed together.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's gone.
Are you okay, mate? You okay?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not
actually.
Even a Freo supporter and you're upset.
No, but I really liked, I like both of our guys so
but
much.
But also, because he's made the decision and hasn't spoken to us. Like, can we call him or something and go?
Are we not on the top of his, speed dial?
Well, I think if this were a relationship, we would fight for it.
Okay,
we haven't even made an effort to kind of...
Oh, he and Jules are getting married in 3 weeks. Oh. Maybe two. I do have his number, though.
Yeah, do it. We've had a bottle and a half of red wine and gone, that's it, I'm going
to
call him.
I did say to him on Doig. I did say, give him the drunk text.
This is from 2 a.m. from the toilet.
And by the way, this is not a booty call.
Are you really calling him?
Yeah, I got his number. He gave it to me on Doig Night. I said, would you get out of my news feed? He said, I'm trying. So this is Lachie Neale.
Oh, my God.
Now a former Fremantle.
I'm actually feeling...
It's quarter to eight in the morning.
Medalist.
He's not going to pick up.
Well, he might do.
I don't know what to say.
You think it's a journo.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Nothing.
It's like when we're giving away money.
Oh, no. See,
well, he wouldn't have won it.
If you don't pick up or it goes to voicemail, you can't win.
Sorry, I missed your call. Leave a message.
What are we going to say?
I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Lachie.
Lachie, it's Clarzy, Matt and Kimber here from the Big Breakfast.
Mate.
You're leaving us, man.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Lachie, we just want to say it's been a great time together. It's not us, it's you.
Yes.
legitimately, we're sad you're leaving, but we feel like we've been turned on.
Yeah, just want to say, love you, man, but you know that. And, wish you all the best with your upcoming wedding.
Yeah.
And, God, I can't believe you're going to Brisbane.
And I just hope that Brisbane can give you all of the things that
we couldn't. So disappointing.
We love you, Lachie.
Love you, Lachie.
Bye, mate.
Apparently, Lachie and Jules are pretty happy with everything going on. So,
he's going to be thrilled with that voicemail.
Yes.
You reckon?
We wish him well and to Jules. They're getting married. It's a great new chapter in his life. He's a lovely young man and all the best to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, a mega deal over there too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over. Oh,
who wants to be our next short-term lover from the Dockers?
Probably no one.
Who's this new bloke they've got?
Jesse Hogan.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thanks, see you, guys. Lachie. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
that's gold.
Well done.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
It is.
Or just goodbye.
Bye.
It is The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber and no Lockie Neal.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber here for our buddies at Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Good on you, Allianz.
Allianz, good on you. What are we going to do without them, really?
Well, imagine that you're a collector of 80s vinyl, right?
Yeah.
And you've got 1982 Up in Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Jackson, Melissa Manchester.
Mm.
You want to protect that.
Oh,
1981
yeah.
The Sound.
Yeah.
How about 81 Rocks On?
All of them.
Yeah.
And who, you know, what are you going to do? I need to look after this. I'll give Allianz a call.
Snooping around in my storeroom.
I have a little bit.
I guess whatever is your thing.
Whatever your passion
is. And Allianz have got the insurance because that's their thing.
God bless them.
Yeah. Give them a call on 131000.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Mum is the word. The word is the word that you heard.
The one and only Janelle Koenig is back.
There's actually another one in America who's like a rower that I keep...
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're doppelganger?
No, just name a ganger.
Do you ever have people come to the gigs going, oh man, we thought it was going to be Janelle Koenig the rower?
Yeah.
No, they're at the Olympics waiting for this one.
Her arms don't look like she rows. But anyway... So we have just got back from Thailand. We went to Thailand in the school holidays.
Nice.
Yeah, which is something we hadn't been as a family before. We usually go to Bali. The whole family,
okay.
Kids.
Right.
Yep. The whole kit and caboodle.
Okay.
And we went to a resort called In Khao Lak, which is 90 minutes outside of Phuket. And to be honest, by the third day, I was bored.
Yes.
Because there's only so much kind of laying by the pool you can do.
Mm.
You know, before, we wanted to see other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we organised a tour. And this tour took us to a big Buddhist temple with a lying Buddha, the reclining Buddha.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were monkeys in the temple, so that was kind of exciting
for the
kids. A
temple in Thailand?
I know, crazy.
Wow,
crazy.
How unusual. Yeah.
The convenience stores are old temples.
Yeah.
They actually just sell ice creams out of them.
I'm just amazed by the fact you got the girls away from the swimming pool.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Same.
Good job.
But the highlight for the girls was the elephant bathing.
Oh.
So there were elephants that you could have ridden on, but I don't really want to ride on elephants.
No,
I've read too
like
many
that.
Nasty things about,
mm-hmm.
you know, human weight on the, you know.
Just how they're kept.
How they're kept.
I get it.
Yeah, but these elephants seem to be in lovely environments, living with a family, and you could go. So we get there and there's like this, like a pond. And I thought, surely you don't bathe the elephants in that thing. You do. So the elephants walk into the pond.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they kind of kneeled down. So we were all in our bathers and we got in and we were kind of mid-calf deep.
Okay.
Until the elephant wrangler pushed me totally in.
Right.
Like to neck deep.
Into the fetid water.
The fetid.
Yes.
Elephant excrement covered water.
Lovely.
Like they did scoop it up, but I mean, how much is a neck going to catch?
Yeah, true.
And it was kind of amazing. And we got to rub the elephants behind the ears with kind of nail brushes. And literally their eyelids were fluttering with pleasure.
You're loving it. Yeah, like a cat being
absolutely
stroked.
Yeah. Yep. A gigantic hairless cat.
Yep.
And
with a trunk.
with a trunk that could squish you. The girls were loving it. One more than the other. The big one was all over it. The little one was a bit more cautious.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of in between the two elephants on the higher level. And I fell down as the elephant started to rotate in the water.
Right.
And I thought, I am going to be turned into naan bread here. But I'm going to be crushed here. The kids are in danger. They're moving. We can't see. The water's so murky. We can't see what's in front of us. And I now know that in the event of an emergency where my children are in danger, I am in danger. I now know I'll save myself first.
Good for you.
Fight or flight?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's all of those long, long flights where they say, look after yourself before you help children.
Yeah.
I blame that.
Oh, yeah, you've got this.
Just say it.
Not
so
just
often.
My own selfish survival instinct. But it was an amazing, amazing experience that I will remember for a long time because a Janelephant never forgets.
Oh, cute. A Janelephant.
Janelephant.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for
you
all
at
morning.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Make us laugh, funny guy.
Yeah, look, I lashed out yesterday and I bought a greyhound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my girlfriend said, look, are you going to race him? And I said, no way, be heaps quicker than me.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.